Online news outlets and financial companies often release lists of the best places to live in the United States, and Wisconsin cities often show up near the top.
Most recently, the company Smart Asset ranked Eau Claire, Appleton, and Oshkosh in their top 10 of most livable small cities in the country, while Fortune magazine ranked Middleton as the 18th best place in the U.S. for families to live.
These lists usually cite some objective metrics about cost of living, average income, and employment rates, but numbers don't tell the full story of why we love our Wisconsin communities.
So we're going to go a little deeper to get to know what makes these cities so nice to live in. We've got Emily Kuhn with us, mayor of Middleton, and Stephanie Hirsch, city manager for Eau Claire. Stephanie, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Thank you for having me.
And Emily, thanks for being with us.
It's an honor to be here.
All right. A question for both of you. I'll start with you, Emily, in Middleton. Now, I feel like if I was a mayor or a city manager and my community got mentioned on any kind of national recognition, I'd feel pretty good about it. Do you, Emily, get excited when you see Middleton showing up on, you know, Fortune or whoever's list of great places to be?
Absolutely. It is so exciting. You know, when they told us it was a great place to raise children, I was thrilled. I was like, well, I thought so. That's why we moved here.
And same question for you, Stephanie, when Eau Claire shows up at something like, you know, the Smart Asset Company's ratings of top 10 livable small cities, for example, do you say, oh, it's just another internet thing, or no, this is actually cool?
I think it's great, and it's an affirmation of what we experience here. And because we're in a less known location than some parts of the country, everybody might not know how awesome it is in Eau Claire. But I've lived a lot of places, and I think that Eau Claire is really one of the best places to be and to live and to visit in the whole world. And so it's an honor to have any kind of recognition, and really pleased for how it reflects on our employees who work so hard and take so much pride in their work, and other community contributors.
Stephanie, let's stay in Eau Claire for a moment. Now, when these national groups do this, they pull together a bunch of statistics. It might be, you know, cost of living, amenities, that sort of thing. But when you're talking up Eau Claire to actual human beings, what kind of things do you point to back up the idea that, hey, yeah, this is a good place to live?
So we're very focused on community engagement and collecting data to try to make decisions. And so we do have an opportunity to hear from people about what they love about the city. And what they say over and over again is that it's a beautiful place to live and an easy place to live. And people love our parks and open space. And so we have 30 miles of trails within the city that connect to more than 70 miles beyond the city. And you can bike to campgrounds and state parks and diners and farms and cafes. And within the city, you can access many places as well, including unique business districts. And everywhere you go, you're biking along riverbanks and on boardwalks past murals and sculptures. And it's just such a fantastic place to be. It's easy to live here. It has the amenities of a big city, but it still has a real small town feel, and you can get out into nature in just a few minutes.
And as mayor of Middleton, Emily, what are some of the things that make you say, yeah, this is a good place to live?
Oh, I love talking about the vibrancy of this city. We have lots of businesses that are always hiring. We have a great downtown and our lake frontage. We're connecting that with the Conservancy. So much like Eau Claire, you can get to one end or the other. You can go kayaking in the morning and go for a bike or run in the afternoon. And but what I did was I took a survey back in March of our homeowners and renters, and over 500 people responded. And I asked why they chose to move to Middleton, because I know why I moved to Middleton. And they said that they moved for the safe neighborhoods and the schools and the parks. And then I asked what about 20 questions later, but why did you stay in Middleton? And they said for the safe neighborhoods and the community and the parks. They also talked about walkability and being able to bike. So much like Eau Claire, it's that community focus. It's that getting out into nature. It's seeing your friends and asking them to move to Middleton. A lot of them ask their friends to move here.
we are zooming in on two communities in Wisconsin that have gotten national recognition as good places to live, rated by different standards. And we've got Stephanie Hirsch with us from Eau Claire, city manager there. Emily Kuhn with us, mayor of Middleton, talking about why their communities are good places to live. Okay, I want to talk about a challenge that's facing communities big and small: housing costs, housing availability. I just want to hear the story of how it's going in each of your communities. Emily, let's start with you as mayor of Middleton. What are the challenges, or are things going pretty well there? I don't know.
Yeah, we're a growing city, as all of Wisconsin is moving in that direction. But here in the Madison metro area, we are seeing growth rates that are just astounding. You know, every time you turn around, there are more apartments and houses being built in the county. Middleton is no different. We are running out of land space because we are growing into those other municipalities near us. So one of the challenges that we have is the last 5 years we've been growing in a more dense manner, and you know, there are 4 and 5 story apartments going up. And when I ran for mayor, I explained to folks that if we want to stay at more of a 50-50 rate of rentals and houses, then we have to get more houses on the market. It's easy to say that we here in the metro area, there are sometimes some concerns about density and how is that going to affect my neighborhood. And so when I talked to voters at the doors, I realized that they were fine with apartments as long as it stayed on the transit corridor. And so if you focus your density towards a transit corridor where people will be hopping on the bus or taking their bike path into Middleton or into Madison, then you're going to be okay. And so what we wanted to do was pivot towards building out the houses. And so we're on track to build 150 houses this year in the city of Middleton. And in the past 5 years, I want to say it was about 50 houses total.
And Stephanie, how about housing affordability, availability, and the mix in Eau Claire?
Housing is definitely a top concern of residents. We are in a different situation from Middleton in that we are the largest city in really the upper half, the northern half of Wisconsin. So we're not a suburb of another community. We are sort of the center of gravity in north central Wisconsin. So we do have the ability to grow out, but like Middleton, the council has as its priority to have higher density housing so that we can have the amount of property and people to pay for and use amenities like stores and trails and theaters and parks, that there's basically a value that having more people together is a good thing and makes us less car dependent. So similarly to Middleton and other more kind of urban areas, we aspire to have higher density development. And we've had more multifamily housing developed recently, and partly because, or probably largely because of the cost of construction. So just the cost of construction has risen greatly, so that even building a two-family side-by-side house is $350,000, just kind of entry for the, not even a single family, but a two-family. So that's very expensive for the average household. Yeah, so we're working on it, and we are also overhauling our zoning.
Emily, I just want to get quick thoughts on a city identity in Middleton. For people who don't know, Madison and Middleton used to be pretty distinct. Well, now development has really blurred the boundaries there. Do you feel like there is a distinct Middleton identity, not just a sort of, you know, next door to Madison?
Yeah, we actually are. We have such a great business community and a vibrancy in our corridors. What we are hearing a lot from our widows who are moving to the county to help with grandkids, and they actually are choosing to live far enough away and find places and things to do. I think that a lot of times when I hear what people love about Middleton is its vibrancy. And that is the thing that we attract people. We have so many conferences and conventions that come through, and the ability to get around quickly. It's just a wonderful small town feel. And yet you're so close to so many things. It's truly a great place to live and work.
We'll leave it there. Emily, thanks for joining us.
You're welcome.
And Stephanie, thanks for being with us.
Oh, thank you.
Stephanie Hirsch is the city manager of Eau Claire, and Emily Kuhn is mayor of Middleton. They're with us today to look at the quality of life in their cities as both appear on online lists that rank the best places to live in the United States. Do you want to show some love to your hometown, your community? What makes it a great place to live? Tell us about it. Email wisconsintoday@wpr.org. That's wisconsintoday@wpr.org. Send that in and we'll share it with other people on a future show.